From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, July 17th. Allies Pub in downtown Chico is trying something new. It's now a nonprofit. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports that the idea came from England, where pubs are becoming community-run spaces.
Steve Kay is from England, and he brews English ales. He's also the chairman of Allies Pub, Inc. The establishment was a privately owned business, but now it's a 501c3 nonprofit.
We've created a nonprofit venue, which happens to have an economic engine inside it, which is the pub itself. So the idea is essentially to invite the community itself to take part of downtown back. I mean, we see closures in downtown all the time.
Kay says he's semi-retired, is not salaried or otherwise compensated. The nonprofit's members contribute financially but don't take anything out of the business either. Kay says Allies is still at its core a pub, but more and more it's becoming an events venue for members, patrons, and residents to enjoy. In Chico, I'm Ken Duvall.
In other news, Chico band The Windups are returning with a third album. Jake Sprecher created the band during the COVID-19 pandemic. He said its garage punk sound comes from recording with an 8-track reel-to-reel tape machine and mixer.
I like that lo-fi tape sound, and I'm able to do that. And it's kind of one of my little dreams that I've been able to make come true, is having a band that I can record the tape and not have to pay thousands of dollars at the studio.
The new album is called Confection. It features 11 tracks.
If one good thing happened to me in COVID, it was having the time at home with nothing to do to write and record music.
The Windups will be performing tonight at the Winchester Goose. And there's been an uptick in reports of mountain lion activity in Shasta County. According to the Reading Record Searchlight, officials say they received several unverified reports of mountain lions along the Sacramento River Trail. A Reading City Parks employee saw one lion on Monday. Another confirmed sighting of possibly the same cat was reported in the Whiskey Town National Recreation Area. Officials say they're not alarmed by the sightings, but want the public to be aware of the presence of mountain lions. Mountain lion attacks are extremely rare. There have been only 6 fatal attacks in California since the late 1800s. Also, the Shasta County Department of Public Works has lifted a boil water advisory for the community of Castella. A water main break last Thursday prompted local officials to issue a precautionary warning. Residents were urged to disinfect the tap water by boiling it for at least 1 minute, by adding drops of unscented liquid bleach at a measured rate, or by using water disinfection tablets. When a water main breaks, the entire system loses pressure, potentially allowing outside contaminants to leak into the system. Shasta County officials say the water main has been fully repaired and testing has confirmed the absence of harmful bacteria. Additionally, 2 bills seeking to regulate how law enforcement present themselves passed out of the Assembly Public Safety Committee in the state capitol on Tuesday. One would ban certain masks and face coverings for local, state, and federal law enforcement agents while they're carrying out official duties. Another would require agents to visibly display identification. Both measures have exceptions, like for when officers need to wear medical masks and agents who are working undercover. The bills were introduced in the wake of widespread immigration raids throughout the state, many in Los Angeles. Law enforcement, Republicans, and some moderate Democrats strongly oppose the measure to ban masks. The bill would likely face legal challenges if signed into law. And finally, a controversial bill that would increase criminal penalties for adults who solicit sex from minors made it out of the legislature this week. The bill would make it easier for prosecutors to charge those who solicit sex from 16 and 17-year-olds with a felony. It's currently a felony if the minor is 15 or younger. The proposal sparked heated debate earlier this year. Some Republicans and moderate Democrats argued more protections are needed for older teens. but the bill drew criticism from some progressives who are reluctant to enhance criminal penalties in general and say the measure's loitering provisions would unfairly target certain vulnerable communities. The bill now heads to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. He's indicated he'll likely sign it into law. And those were your headlines for Thursday, July 17th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.